Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Journalist David Zweig released a new round of internal Twitter files showing that the Biden White House rigged the COVID debate by censoring information that was inconvenient to government policy, discrediting doctors and experts who proved the administration's narratives wrong. Zweig pointed out that the administration even targeted ordinary users who shared embarrassing data from the CDC. At least 25 people have died as a result of the winter storm in Buffalo, New York, with officials saying the number could rise. Across the country, 1 million energy customers lost power and thousands of flights were canceled. Southwest Airlines canceled more than two-thirds of its flights Monday and plans to slash its schedules today and Wednesday. The cancellations have stranded thousands of customers. New York Governor Kathy Hochul on the devastation from the once-in-a-lifetime storm in the Empire State.
Fortunately, we know that there'll be more numbers that'll be being unveiled as soon as they're actually confirmed, but there is substantial, significant, and devastating loss of life as a result of this winter storm.
Incoming Representative George Santos, the Republican from New York, admitted in two interviews Monday to embellishing parts of his resume and said he intends to be sworn in at the start of a new Congress on January 3rd. Santos has been accused of lying about the facts on his resume. A senior product manager at Microsoft posted a screenshot of a version of Notepad with tabs, allowing users to have multiple instances open at once. It was removed from Twitter within minutes. Microsoft had previously tested tab features on Notepad across all Windows apps, but the project was canceled and never shipped to Windows 10 users. The new feature may be included in future versions of Windows 10 or 11. Four college football games today. The first one starts at noon Eastern. USA News.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The ugly side of humanity after a disaster is being played out in Buffalo, New York.
In Buffalo alone, at least 28.1 inches of snow reportedly fell this Christmas. New York State Police confirmed they were responding to claims across social media about looting across the city. Looters have ransacked stores that were closed during the devastating Christmas storm that left at least 50 dead across the USA and millions without power. I'm Victoria Idoni.
The death toll from a gas tanker that exploded in Johannesburg on Saturday has nearly doubled to 15. South African police added that they've arrested the driver and charged him with culpable homicide. The blast occurred when the vehicle caught fire under a low bridge on Christmas Eve. It blew a roof off of a portion of a hospital, destroyed numerous cars, and engulfed the area with burning fuel. 26-year-old Alexandra Eckersley, a homeless woman living in a tent in the woods, was arrested on a felony charge of reckless conduct from the Concord District Court for endangering the welfare of a child. Manchester police said the woman was charged after they found her just-born baby boy in a Manchester, New Hampshire wooded area. Officials confirmed the baby is alive and improving. SpaceX chief executive Elon Musk said on Monday that the company is now close to having 100 active Starlink internet satellites above Iran. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. Also good to have Cheryl Chumley with us. She is the Washington Times online opinion editor, and her new book, Lockdown, The Socialist Plan to Take Away Your Freedom. Cheryl, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm doing great, and thank you for having me. It's great to be with you.
Well, I guess the January 6th committee hearing, the finale, and that this show trial and all that we've had to endure may not necessarily crack up to be the drop-dead election day deal that Democrats had hoped for, huh?
Yeah, I mean, what a joke this has become. And I don't think anywhere outside the beltway, the bubble of D.C. politics, and in the far-left camps of the Democrat Party, is there any interest about January 6th hearings, aside from maybe questions still that persist about Ashley Babbitt, you know, the woman who was shot to death by the police officer there. But by and large, Americans are concerned about inflation, the economy, the price of groceries, and so forth, and going into the holiday season, whether they can get the supplies and products they need on their still empty grocery shelves.
Exactly. No, this is a bane to their existence right now, and this is all self-inflicted. Democratic policies, Democratic leadership controlling the Senate, the House, the White House, they're the ones that did it to the American people, and there's just no denying that, is there?
No, there isn't. Democrats bring on these issues. We're in the state we are right now under Joe Biden in the White House because of Democrat policies. And shame on Democrat voters who have abandoned the Democrat Party in the last year because of the policies that this administration put in place that have driven America to such poor, dire straits. Shame on them for voting for Joe Biden in the first place because we had plenty of warnings on the campaign trail what kind of president he was going to be. It was no secret about his climate change agenda and so forth, no secret about his division of Americans into various facets that he would then pit against each other, no secret about any of the policies that he's put forth that have degraded America's society right now. But the fact is we're in for another 2 years of these disastrous policies. And so hopefully the independents who have fled the Democrat Party right now, they will wake up and just flood the polls this November.
Exactly, because like you said, we had a heads up. I mean, 8 years of Obama-Biden and the fundamental transformation of America, what did they think, that all that had gone away? I mean, Joe Biden was going to come in with a vengeance, which he did, and turned our country on its head, talked about initially that there was going to be this transition from fossil fuels to renewable energy. Well, there was no transition. It was just slam the door shut, put everybody on notice and cancel everything, and in the process put our country, not only our country, but those around the world that counted on America's energy policy, it threw them in a lurch.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. It's a national security issue what this administration is doing in terms of putting environmentalism and climate change first and our own energy independence second. Because you have to see that every time Joe Biden talks about alternative energy and doing away with fossil fuels and so forth, it's a benefit for China, because China owns most of the world's means of producing clean, green energy. And so anytime you need to get the resources to build that internally, build that domestically, you have to do business with China. So you're benefiting a communist regime economically while at the same time putting your own country at risk in terms of independence on energy.
Yeah, and don't count, let's discount the whole issue of Russia, who says, thank you very much. You know, like the old saying we used to say in business, sometimes you have to be thankful for your competitors. Vladimir Putin, very thankful for Joe Biden, because what he's done for this, gas station country of Russia, and, really protecting their interests. And, look at, with all the sanctions and everything, what good have they done? When you have surrendered your own energy independence to the degree that you've got to go to the Saudis, who already don't like you because you've already attacked them, plus you're doing a backdoor deal with one of their arch enemies to give them nuclear weaponry, and then you go to them and ask for a favor? I mean, good luck, huh?
Yeah, and that was after attacking them first on the campaign trail over at Khashoggi and swearing that you would not be as open and friendly in relations with the Saudis as the predecessor, Donald Trump, was. And then when gas prices soar, you go to them hat in hand and try and cut OPEC deals. You lose, so you look weak. And now here we are just finding out that actually Biden and his administration may have tried to blackmail or play some sort of tit-for-tat with the Saudis to keep OPEC production higher than normal, in at least for the elections. And it just shows that this administration is weak on the foreign policy front, not as if we didn't already know that.
Exactly.
Every day, every week that goes by, there's another foreign policy disaster that shows America in just really downtrodden ways.
Mm-hmm. And Cheryl, what did you think of his casual statement about a nuclear Armageddon? I mean, he threw that out there like as if he was asking for somebody to pass him some ice cream. I mean, that is a most dangerous bit of rhetoric to put out there against a Russian president who has nuclear empowerment and who may have a sense of being backed into a corner. I mean, it's almost like you're daring and double dog daring Putin to push buttons.
And this is not the first time he's used rhetoric like that. Remember, just weeks ago, he was calling out Putin as a war criminal and so forth. And this is the sort of narrative that this White House has been issuing for a very long time against Putin, against Russia. And you're right. All it's doing is fueling tensions, and it's putting Putin, somebody that you don't want to put in a corner, it's putting him in a corner so that eventually he will either have the only option to either stand down and admit defeat, which is not the Russian way, and certainly not a former KGB chief's way like Putin, or just declaring all-out war and going to the nuclear option. And I've interviewed people who are expert in intelligence in this country and specific to Russia intelligence, former Russian citizens who fled that communist regime to come here to America, have worked in U.S. intelligence with expertise in Russia, and they say this is not the way you want to go with a madman like Putin. This
exactly.
is something that could indeed spark nuclear disaster.
Cheryl, I've got about a minute left. What are you hearing about Taiwan? Secretary Blinken says that President Xi has upped his timetable in the takeover of Taiwan.
Yeah, well, Taiwan is certainly on pins and needles and has been since this administration has taken root, taken over the White House. And I know that this administration has tried to put out the idea that we would defend Taiwan even militarily if necessary, but I don't buy it. This administration is diplomacy at all costs, and they usually fall on the diplomatic side of supporting the nations that are hostile to America and our allies, which would, of course, include Taiwan.
Got to go to quick break. More from Cheryl Chumley after this. Stay with us.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend a dollar a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
After the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez. Cheryl Chumley, the Washington Times online opinion editor and author of the book Lockdown, The Socialist Plan to Take Away Your Freedom. Real quick about your book, Cheryl. I mean, it was so timely, and it spells out this plan. I mean, and here, you know, you do a deep dive to break it down to show what they're doing, and what we're reading is what we're living. I mean, you clearly laid out the map and plan that Joe Biden, the Democrats, Bernie, the progressives are doing to our country. They're doing everything they can to destroy the fiber, the infrastructure of what has made America great.
Absolutely. And look, the big worry here is that Americans have been lulled into a little bit of complacency now about the subject matter of my book because they think, well, everything's open now. Kids are back in school. We're back to business. Churches are open. It's like pre-pandemic normalcies. Well, this is the quiet before the storm because the left, tasting the power they had using the coronavirus as justification to seize our individual liberties, are actively and busily working toward implementing the global vision of the Great Reset, which under Joe Biden is called Build Back Better. And so all these policies are being put into effect into the systems so that eventually in America, it won't even matter who we elect because the actual systems will have changed to the point that they favor a more collectivist Marxist approach, not God-given individual liberties or individualism approach. And so Americans need to beware that it may not be the coronavirus, but it is coming in terms of climate change and radical environmentalism. And with that, the left is going to try and implement some of these same seizures of individual liberty.
Exactly. Well, Cheryl, what you reported on COVID was, as you said, the infrastructure of what the bureaucrats have been using and the deep state. They've put things in place. So there is a design pattern in all this that keeps repeating itself to the degree that some are now, you know, using the term, you know, regulatory capture. You know, that there is a fixed conclusion to all this, and that's what you're saying, is that the infrastructure of this planned conclusion is in place that no matter who gets elected, we're locked in.
Yes. And let me just give people a couple concrete examples of what we're talking about. So just look at the ESG, the environmental social governance, the agenda that the left has been trying to push into the corporate structure. So many companies, and I detail in my book exactly what companies, have signed on to this ESG model of doing business. And what it does is it, in essence, strips the free market incentive, the profit and loss incentive of businesses and puts in place a social justice incentive for businesses so that consumers, when you go to stores and buy goods and services, you're actually enabling these businesses to continue with their woke corporate structure because you're paying for them to stay in business instead of fighting the on the political realm, the environmental social justice agenda of the far left. The business world has embraced it, and too many people are unaware that they're continuing this structure in America.
Yeah, you've compromised the free market system that rewards excellence. Now you're promoting mediocrity. So you go, for example, instead of getting fresh fruit, you got semi-fresh fruit, right?
Yes, and you know, you think, well, there are places out there that categorize businesses who don't buy into this ESG. I'll just shop there. Well, that's great, but some of the other systems that the left has compromised are the banks and the financial system. So these businesses aren't going to be allowed to do business with banking structures as they normally would unless that they can show that they have embraced the ESG in their own business model.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you don't have the good housekeeping seal of ESG on your front door, forget it. Again, this is a paradigm that we saw play out with COVID. You got Dr. Fauci, you got the NIH, the WHO, all controlling the narrative of COVID. And if you didn't play ball, then you're on the outside looking in. I mean, to the degree, Cheryl, that in California, Governor Newsom just signed a bill putting doctors on notice that they cannot offer and dispense prescriptions or any kind of medical advice that counters what the state approved counsel is. So, for example, one of the things early on that these doctors realized all across the country, around the world for that matter, that ivermectin hydroxychloroquine was very effective. Well, the WHO said no, that wasn't the case, that you had to use remdesivir, which its toxicity is so high, One of the things you could count on was any of the patients that received the full dosage of remdesivir and were put on respirators, their lethality was off the charts. I mean, you could count on people not surviving COVID if you, you know, participated in remdesivir and you were intubated and on a respirator.
That's exactly how the left is working to change the system so that it won't matter who you elect, right?
Yes,
so
exactly.
If you have doctors who are punished or aren't allowed to re-up their business licenses because they won't play along with that game, soon enough, the left will be done anyhow, no matter who's in political office. And that's the danger. That's the peril.
Well, exactly. Well, Dr. Fauci, in this, they've got a new documentary out that you've got to see. It's free right now for about the next 10 days. And you may have to chase it down a little bit, but it's quite revealing. You know, Dr. Fauci has given, he's been in control of close to $1 trillion of taxpayers' money to pay for scientific research. And that has all been controlled, something like $6.1 billion every year that he controls. Well, guess what? All the scientists and everybody involved, the pharmaceuticals, boy, this is quite the cabal. You have got to be in line. If you are not in lockstep with the expected outcome that is projected and demanded by Dr. Fauci and these that are controlling the funds, well, you're not going to get research money. You're not going to be, you know, you're not going to be at the big table, and you're not going to be invited to all the fun pharmaceutical games and cocktail parties. So you will be on the outs real quick. And so, you know, just like everything else, it's forced coercion, Cheryl. That's what this government has come down to.
It is. And where it's going to lead is just look at what China has in terms of its systems for its people. It's going to lead to a social credit system. It's going to lead to widespread technology-based contact tracing, which is another way of saying government tracking and surveillance programs on everybody's smartphones. And, you know, the World Health Organization, we've already seen clips that they actually want to have computer chips inserted into people's hands or arms so they can ensure that certain medical treatments are taken, such as more vaccines, which feeds this big pharma beast that Anthony Fauci is one of the players who sits atop of.
Cheryl, are we the only ones seeing this, or, you know, are more people picking up on this? I know you and I mean, we have been, you know, sounding the alarm over this, you know, for years, and we just see it continuing to grow like the blob, and you look out, and again, you know, it's powerful forces and headwinds that we've been facing to block the, you know, this information, the whole truth and nothing but, and we see this coming, and I just want to tell America to wake up.
There are people out there, right? Now, the film that you referenced, Jeff Hayes actually produced it, and I just interviewed him for my podcast, and that'll be posted today, as a matter of fact, but it's the realanthonyfauci.com. People can see the film. The problem is, there are people out there who see it, but too many of them come from behind, right? Like, it's very difficult to catch the media draw and attention of people when you're someone, just an average Joe or Jane, like I think myself, of myself, and you see these things coming and you try and give warnings, but nobody pays attention until after the fact, and then and only then when someone big in media picks it up, like Tucker Carlson will come along on Fox News and talk about things that you and I have been warning about from the very beginning stages of the coronavirus, right? And so it seems like behind to a lot of Americans catch a drift of the thing, but we need to get ahead of this.
Washington Times Online opinion editor, author of the book Lockdown, The Socialist Plan to Take Away Your Freedom. Thank you, Cheryl. Take care. Godspeed.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
USA News Update. At least 25 people have died as a result of a winter storm in Buffalo, New York, with officials saying the number could rise. Across the country, 1 million energy customers lost power and thousands of flights were canceled. Southwest Airlines canceled more than two-thirds of its flights Monday, and that's not all. Today and tomorrow, Wednesday, they will be having more cancellations. New York Governor Kathy Hochul on the devastation from the once-in-a-lifetime storm in the Empire State.
Unfortunately, we know that there will be more numbers that will be being unveiled as soon as they're actually confirmed, but there is substantial.
Incoming Congressman George Santos, the Republican from New York, admitted in two interviews Monday of embellishing parts of his resume and said that he still plans to be sworn in at the start of the new Congress January 3rd. Monday Night Football last night, the Chargers beat the Colts 20-3. Lance Pry, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, as I was referring to Davos in Switzerland that is taking place, it will end today. It was the Norwegian finance chief executive officer, Kirsten Braathen, that described the current global energy upheaval as a transition. When was the last time you heard that, right? Transition, while predicting mass shortages and economic hardships and claiming the pain is worth it. I mean, did you vote on this? I mean, look at and don't think, because as we were talking with John Whitehead just a moment ago about these oligarchs, and they're all in lockstep with the World Economic Forum, which is what Davos is all about. This is what's coming out. They're telling us up front, get ready. We're going to have all these mass shortages, fuel going up, everything that Joe Biden and this administration is consistent with the globalist and with the World Economic Forum, including surrendering our health sovereignty. Are you ready for this? I mean, you know, and you heard me say this. I mean, even an archbishop out of the Vatican, a former ambassador for the Vatican to the United States said, hey, anybody that surrenders their sovereignty to the WHO is committing treason. Okay, so this is the kind of banter, and don't think that it's mere rhetoric. No, they're serious like a heart attack, because guess what? They have their hands on the levers to control what is happening around the world, including the United States of America. This is why all this stuff that is going on right now with Joe Biden, you scratch your head and you're going, what in the heck is happening? Well, it is not incompetence, ladies and gentlemen. It is a deliberate agenda that is brought to you by the World Economic Forum and these globalists that are taking over everything, and including the American way of life. Not only for us, our grandchildren, and those kids of ours that aren't even born yet. That's how diabolical and evil this is. Thomas Renz is with us right now. We're going to talk about the WHO, monkeypox, and the continued war on freedom. Thomas is you know, he's a lead attorney in several COVID-related cases. He works with and represents America's frontline doctors, Make Americans Free Again, and Ohio Stands Up. Thomas, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
Glad to be here, Bill. Wish I was here to talk about happier stuff, though.
Well, it is what it is. And if we don't sound the alarm on this, Tom, who's going to do this? I mean, the mainstream media is not talking about it. Yeah.
No, they're owned by the WEF, and they're actively controlled and actively covering up what's going on. So you're right. I mean, but for guys like you who have the courage to actually go on air and talk about it, nobody hears what's going on. Nobody hears. There's literally a war against America and against freedom right now in every way but the guns. I mean, you know, they're not shooting us. They're you know, killing people with jabs, but they're not shooting yet. Thank God that they're not shooting people, because nobody wants violence. But you know,
but to their end, though, Tom, they don't care. They don't care. I mean, if it comes down to it, I mean, this is why you had the Oath Keepers come about in the first place. The Oath Keepers came about because they said they did not want, they wanted to be on record as if they were told to shoot on American citizens, they would not. That is the basis of Oath Keepers, is it not?
Well, yeah, and that's a critical thing. You know, I mean, we need to make sure that they're aware that we will stand our ground. Nobody wants to ever see the Second Amendment go into play for what it was actually intended for, which is, you know, the preservation of freedom, the ultimate preservation of freedom. But, you know, there are people, a lot of them, who will stand for freedom to the bitter end, and that's the reality. You know, but there is, Bill, you know, the thing about this is monkeypox, the WHO, all these different things. But then not only that, look at the censorship. Look at what's going on with regards to the schools, you know, trying to push these things that are screwing up our kids' heads. Yeah. The shortages, the energy prices, literally, there is not a single sector of America that's not under attack right now. And none of this is for the benefit of the American people. It's all against the will of the American people. So how, you know, this doesn't happen by accident.
No, it doesn't. And the leadership of Joe Biden is consistent. It's never been proactive. It's always been reactive. I mean, you go back through his history. Has he ever been in front of anything? And in this case, whether we're talking baby formula, I mean, they knew about this last year and they waited till the bitter end. I'll tell you, if Joe Biden would have been in the place of Donald Trump, with the rise of COVID and there was, you know, some conversation that we needed a vaccine, Joe Biden would still be having meetings over it.
Oh, at very best. I mean, you know, the reality is that, first of all, let's be real clear about one thing. Biden is, I mean, the guy appears to be suffering from some pretty severe dementia. Mm-hmm. I don't think he knows where he's at. I mean, the guy pooped his pants. For God's sakes, this is really a continuation of the Obama administration. I mean, you know, what we have, I call it the Biden administration because Biden's there. But, you know, this guy's he's always been a guy who's the first guy in line to sell out for whoever the highest bidder is. You know, corruption is his game.
Yes.
But what we have is worse than a corrupt guy who's, you know, demented and doesn't know what's going on, is we've got people around him who are totally bought and paid for by these people who are enemies of America. And they're using the power of the executive branch in every way possible to attack everything about America. And I got to tell you, but for we the people who are sharing information, who are educating the public, and who are demanding that we take a stand on this, we'd be in a much worse situation already, but it's not enough. We've got to do more.
Well, what did Barack Obama say? I mean, when he was asked about a third term or ever running again, he pretty much laid it out, said, you know, I wouldn't mind being in a back room somewhere and having the ear of the president and being able to, he said offer input. But the way in which he said it, it was more than offer input. He wanted to have control of the levers of government once again. And keep in mind, I mean, you know, Barack Obama gave us that famous phrase of, get ready. This is the start of the fundamental transformation of America. Now under under Joe Biden, boy, we're if you didn't understand then and question what that meant, I think you're starting to have a pretty good idea right now. Forget about the Constitution. I mean, this idea that he was a constitutional professor, I'm going, you know, what Constitution did he teach, or what was the basis of his teachings when he was a professor, supposedly, in teaching everybody about the Constitution? Because his yeah. his later statements were that, oh, you know, it's not necessarily what was it, relevant today, that it's elastic in nature.
Yeah, the Constitution is not elastic in nature. It's quite clear. And the reality is that it's very simple to understand if you're willing to look. You know, the Constitution was developed and structured in a way where it was meant to be able to be changed if necessary, but we have a process for that,
exactly.
Right? It's called the
right.
amendment process.
Mm-hmm.
The words of the Constitution are what they are. Now, you know, we're in a state now where people, words don't apparently mean too much. I mean, you know, you can be a boy, you can have boy parts, and if they want to call you, want to call yourself a girl, you're a girl today.
Right.
Well,
mm-hmm.
you know, the sky's not green, blue today. It's green because, you know, we're just going to change the definition of blue. You mm-hmm. know, so we've decided that words don't have meaning because we want to change the definition because they're inconvenient. But this is absurd. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, the basis of law is that it's something that you can understand, that it's accessible, and that you can rely on it. Mm-hmm. And that it doesn't change. I mean, that's fundamental to our Constitution. No society can function with law that doesn't have meaning. And when you change the meaning of words, no law can have meaning. So, you know, this is the foundation of what's going on. And this is part of the whole attack on America. We literally, they want to disrupt every part of America right down to the meaning of words.
Exactly.
To undermine us.
Well, Thomas Renz, this is what we the people need to understand, that this is typical of nations that have gone before us, and this led to their deaths and eradication, was they surrendered the definition of words. It all starts so subtle, and you get people's minds all twisted, you dumb them down, and they become malleable and controllable. And next thing you know, they are controlled, and they're being cooked, and it's too late. Thomas Renz is with us. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Tom on the other side. Stay with us.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend $1 a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend $1 a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
You know, I got to tell you, this is why the truth means so much to me, and I know for many of you it's the same thing. We've been lied to time and again. Thomas and I were just talking off air about this grand delusion that has dumbed us down in such a way that it has, promoted a surrendering of our freedoms. And look what happened. I mean, we're up to, over a million people, and I kind of even say that with an asterisk in my voice, because even the CDC came out and admitted that probably the number of people who died from COVID solely was somewhere around 3%. Well, that's, the range of not as severe as a flu season, but nonetheless, the number is a million, and they still continue to tout that, not the adjusted number, the real number of people who actually died of COVID alone. So the reality is, and the experience that we were subjected to for these last 2.5 years, smart people are figuring this out. You know, as Thomas was saying, he says, you're talking to your neighbor and you say, hey, look, I got all kinds of jabs and I got all kinds of variants of COVID. Others said, yeah, he got jabbed up and boosted and everything and he's dead. So you have all this anecdotal information that we're trying to decipher. And Thomas Renz, we still have so many questions, and the government would want us to believe that the WHO should be the standard of our health, the health system of America, and they were the ones that were so far behind who lied to us and protected the communist Chinese from, coming and being forthcoming about COVID to begin with. And we still have so many questions, and now we're just going to rely on the WHO?
Real clear about what's going on with that. The WHO, they have everybody's best interest in heart at mind other than the American people or anybody else that wants to be free. These guys are absolute scumbags. They're garbage. And, if you trust them, I got a bridge for you. This whole thing with this WHO amendment, it's a little bit different than what's been reported. A lot of people are talking about, it's giving up the entirety of American sovereignty. Well, you can't do that constitutionally, but here's what's going to happen. When you have an organization like the WHO, which we're a part of, the president has power constitutionally to deal with foreign relations. So he's going to use his foreign relations power as a basis to sell out more to the WHO, right? He's going to say, well, you know, this isn't unconstitutional, and if we do it, you know, I, you know, under WHO authority, you know, I can do this or I can do that, mm-hmm. right? And that's what he's trying to do. Now, imagine, you think how hard it is. If IRS tells you they're going to audit you, think how terrifying that is. What can you do about that? Even if you get an attorney, 90% of the time they're going to tell you, well, listen, there's not a whole lot we can do.
Mm-hmm.
Now imagine having an IRS-type organization, a big, corrupt bureaucracy that isn't even part of the United States. You can't even sue them directly because they're not even a part of our country. That's what this is. That's what they're creating. And then the president's going to use his international relations authority and the Constitution to say, well, we've got to follow because, you know, I'm using my authority here. And it's a way to circumvent a lot of the laws and the protections of our Constitution. So we are giving up sovereignty to an extent. The other big thing that we're giving up is something no one's going to talk about. You know, if you listen to Harari and you listen to Klaus Schwab and you read their books and you listen to what China, you know, we know that these guys want data. They want our health information. Okay. Right. Now you can argue with me why they want it all you want. Here's what I can tell you. If the Chinese Communist Party wants my health information, I don't want them to have it. I don't care what they're going to do with it. Right. But guess what happens? With this WHO treaty, one of the first things they do is they share information. No one's going to notice when Biden turns over the health records and the DNA data for every American that he's got, which, thanks to Obamacare, is pretty much everybody. Because we have electronic medical records now, right? And the government has access to that. So, so when these guys come in and they want stuff, Biden's going to just turn over all of that data. Nobody's even going to know, so it's not going to get challenged. It'd be hard to challenge in court anyways. And by the time you do challenge it, it's already done, so who cares?
Exactly.
So, I mean, this is one of the most dangerous aspects of this is the fact that he can sell all of our information to our enemies. No one's even going to realize it's happening. And once it's gone, it's gone. And this is what they're telling us that they want. They want our data. They want our information. They want to know, you know, give me your DNA data. You know, that's what we know. There were records. I had a Newsweek report on my Substack that I just put out. Please subscribe if you're not. But, you know, a Newsweek report. Newsweek is not exactly a right-wing paper. From back in 2021, talking about how they were selling our the PCR test, you know, for DNA data. Well, we know they're doing that. We know that's been happening. We know a lot of it's ended up in China's hands. Why does China want it? They're not our friends. You know,
yeah, exactly.
So do you really want China to have it? So, you know, that's stuff that's happening, and nobody realizes it. And, you know, these are some of the real threats to our democracy and to our people. You know, the enemies of our nation want this information for a reason. It's not to do good for the American people. So that's, you know, we've got to take steps. We've got to stop this stuff.
Well, we need to understand, again, relevant to the consent of the governed and being properly informed, we need to understand what this information is and why data is so important and what they can do with it. And if you've not read anything about Harari that Thomas just referenced, you need to do a deeper dive in it, because he came out front and just laid it out and said, look, you got to understand, science is about power and control, end of story. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what it is. So they're going to take this data, and to the degree and the level of sophistication that they will be able to do, and they're already proving this, is that the biologics of each human being can be hacked. And this is what they're saying, is that, you know, they'll have this information, and next thing you know, they're going to be able to control you, and they're going to be able to hack your mind and cause you to do things that, you know, is outside of your will. So, I know this sounds so science fiction-y and out there, but this is where we're heading, is it not, Thomas?
Well, that's what they're saying, right?
Right.
I mean, they're telling us that's what we want to do, is we want to be able to hack human beings. We want to go underneath the skin. You know, and here's the thing, right? So when we've seen this a lot, and what I compare this to is a serial killer. You know, you see serial killers, they always have to brag about what sort of evil they intend to do. I don't know why. It's just a trait of these people. I killed this many people. Okay, it seems kind of far-fetched. But then you dig into it and you find out, nope, they really did.
Right.
Well, when someone's telling you, someone that's got the power and authority of the WEF, which is pretty much the power and authority of every major billionaire company in the world, you don't just ignore that, right? You don't just blow it off. You got to take it serious because you got to look at where the threat's coming from. So, you know, we've got these people telling us what they want to do. We've got these people telling us, you know, that we're going to do all these terrible things. Do we really want to just blow that off and ignore it?
Exactly.
I mean, shouldn't we take that serious and, you know, do whatever we got to do to prevent that? So, yeah, I mean, this is a critical, critical thing. We've got to take this seriously. We've got to do what's necessary to stop these people from, you know, whatever it is that they're trying to do. And, let's look at monkeypox, right?
So, yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Yeah, go ahead. Break that down.
So let's look at monkeypox. So Bill Gates ran and his crew, they all ran these simulations, the same simulations they ran on COVID before COVID became a crisis. You know, what's going to happen? How's this going to happen? This, that, and other. Well, monkeypox, you know, for anybody that doesn't know, in the Substack that I just put out, we've got the gain-of-function research that they've done on monkeypox. Now, monkeypox normally doesn't spread very quickly, but if you've done gain-of-function on it, well, maybe it does. I mean, we don't know. We don't know what sort of gain-of-function work they did. And, you know, do you want to trust that they didn't do any, you know, after COVID, anybody? You know, I mean, really? So, you know, they're doing this gain-of-function work. So we don't know. There's two things we don't know. We don't know whether the monkeypox that's running around right now is, something that is, you know, gain-of-function enabled, or if it is, you know, the traditional. Now, the regular monkeypox has been out since the 1950s. So I don't know why we'd care if that was out. I mean, we already know what that is. That's a known quantity. So, you know, they're making a big deal about this monkeypox. The other thing we know is that monkeypox, even if it's the natural strain, may be more transmissible if you've had the vaccine. McCullough wrote a great scientific paper on this. And it wasn't specifically on that, but it talked about interferons and things like that that may, you know, you can draw the conclusion that it's possible that monkeypox would be something that you'd be more susceptible to if you've been jabbed. Is that what's going on here? Is that why they're making a big deal? It looks just like what they did with COVID.
Right.
So should we just, you know, blow it off? I mean, you know, we blew it off with COVID and look at what happened. You know, I wrote on March 3rd of 2020, I wrote an article on my blog that nobody knew because nobody knew who I was, that said, hey, you know, are we going to give up our freedoms over a disease that's roughly as bad as the yearly flu? And by the way, that 3% of people who actually died from COVID that you cited, that was in one of our cases that we filed in September of 2020. So we've known that long.
Exactly. Well, Thomas, we got to leave it there. Thomas Renz, the lead attorney in several COVID-related cases. He works with and represents America's frontline doctors. Make Americans free again, and Ohio stands up. Tom, thank you. Appreciate it.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business...